Romanian-American composer Tudor Dominique Mican has written over 60 works for just about every conceivable medium, from solo piano to entire symphony orchestras. He's won a slew of competitions, including those of New York's Art Ensemble and Moscow's Tchaikovsky Conservatory. Earlier this month, Mican picked up another honor, a high school diploma. Eighteen-year-old Tudor Dominique Mican began composing when he was in kindergarten. By the age of 12, he'd completed his first symphony. Dominique's parents are both music teachers in suburban Maryland, but 6 years ago, they decided their son's talents needed more formal attention. So every Saturday since then, the entire family, even their dog Missy, piled into the car at 3 a.m. and made the four-hour drive to the prestigious Juilliard Music School in New York City.
His music is mature. No, it's more than that. It's sophisticated. It's beautifully structured. It's dramatic. His music, it tells an idea, a story through the ideas that are connected. It's full of surprises and hints. And this is what good music is all about. This is what great music is all about.
That's Connie Zimmer, executive director of the Dumbarton Concert Series in Washington, D.C. Dominique Mican came to her attention when he was 14. At first, Zimmer says she was reluctant to even listen to a composer so young. But after hearing his work, Zimmer was sold. She hired the young teen to be the Dumbarton composer in residence. Zimmer says it's still difficult to get touring musicians to take Mican's work seriously.
The most recent person who, she's artistic director of an orchestra, she said, well, usually teenagers write very unwise music, and can't we do something else? So there is resistance. There's a bit of disbelief that someone Dominique's age can write so well. But the fun part is once the ensemble artists learn the piece, they really embrace the whole exercise, and they enjoy getting to know Dominique. We just did a piece with the Borromeo String Quartet. It was immensely successful, it really was.
Part of the reason could be the time Mican spent explaining his music to the quartet. Violinist Nicholas Kitchen.
He had a lot of interesting things to say. It was, I think, very crucial in the first movement, which he wrote in a more dissonant way. We found out that there was a certain rhythm that was in his own ear from Romanian folk music. And without understanding that, we didn't quite give it the right feeling, and that really made the movement work so much better.
Last week, I paid a visit to the Mican family home in Bethesda, Maryland.
Hey! Mr. Mican.
Dominique's dog was the first to greet me. His parents weren't far behind. Dominique's mother, Valerica, was his first piano instructor.
The studio. Dominique basically practiced here all day. And guess what? He never goes out. He never goes out. He just practiced. I said, what for? He said, for me. Oh, my God.
Dominique, whose friends call him Dom, plays one of the two pianos weighing heavily on the hardwood floors of the living room. His mother warns us that it's a little out of tune from constant use. Elaborate candelabras and bronze busts of Beethoven and Bach sit atop the pianos, along with some of the many ribbons, gold medallions, and photographs that remind his proud parents of Dominique's achievements. I wasn't sure what an 18-year-old genius composer was supposed to be wearing, But today, Dominique is camouflaged in teenage regulation, black t-shirt, and baggy shorts. His day-old beard stubble reminds me that I'm interrupting his well-earned summer vacation. As he finishes part of a piece titled D'un monde à l'autre, I ask him what style of composition best suits his voice.
Well, I don't have a strict style. I mean, I write very neo-romantic music, but I also write modern music, minimalist. It just depends on what I'm doing at that very moment.
But what do you think about that whole idea that a composer is developing a voice? Is that something that you think is an accurate description of what it, your style, or
I don't think it's finding your voice. I think you have your voice from when you start. All that you're doing is you're developing it, and, you know, I don't think you ever finish with, you know, a final voice or whatever. I think even when you're in your later years, we'll say, that you're still developing it and changing it as you write.
What determines that? Is it something that...
It's the topic, it's the mood. It's, for example, if I'm writing about, for example, one of my pieces is titled Là où la mer rencontre le ciel. That means there where the ocean meets the sky, like horizon. And if I'm writing about that, it tends to be a more, you know, drawn out, very melodious type of music. I wouldn't, you know...
Will you give me an example of that?
Sure, actually I have it here. I'll play the beginning. That would be my more neo-romantic impressionist style.
How much time do you spend every day at the piano composing?
It depends on the day. Sometimes I'll sit at the piano for up to 6, 7, 8 hours. Sometimes I won't even sit. I'll just, you know, walk my dog and think about, you know, where I am, why I'm stuck, and what I have to do to get past that point.
But most of your day is spent thinking about or actually composing music.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll be sitting at, you know, Caribou Coffee or somewhere with a friend, and they're talking to me, and I just start humming, like, what are you doing? Why, we're supposed to be talking here? And it's not like I'm trying to be disrespectful or anything. I just forget that we're talking for a slight second there.
When your friends, say, are listening to pop music, and they try to get you to hear something, say a piece of hip hop or a new punk band or something, how do you react? What do you think of that?
I love pop music. I listen to a lot of it, actually. The one, my favorite, that is very pop. Not very many people like, but I love Celine Dion. I have to admit that. And I listen to a lot of, you know, other styles. I listen to Nickelback, Maroon 5, Aerosmith, you know.
Aerosmith.
I listen to quite a bit. I think there's something that I can take from everything. Not that, you know, I sit there listening to a pop song, what can I take from the song? But if I'll hear, you know, this idea that this guy has this technique, this his way of doing something, and I like it, then I'll be like, how can I use that to my advantage?
Let's talk about when you first started to write music. Do you remember the first thing you did?
Yeah, I wrote a lot of, you know, little songs that, you know, not even songs, just like a melody or just like a little phrase. But the first real songs that I wrote was in a cycle. There were 5 of them, I believe. And I wrote, you know, the kangaroo, the bear, the monkey, you know, zoo animals.
When was this?
I was 5. And then I wrote 7 Romanian dances, kind of like Bartok.
And when was this?
That was when I was 7, 8.
Now, your parents are both Romanian, right?
Yeah.
So was there a cultural affinity for you?
Well, I mean, at home we speak Romanian. Well, here's the thing. I know the Romanian culture very well because I visit Romania a lot. And I've, you know, been where the culture is the strongest in, you know, the countryside, the mountains, where there's the shepherds. And I've listened to them. We've spoken. They've played for me even.
Traditional Romanian folk
on
music.
Traditional Romanian instruments. You know, I pull the melody and the ideas. For example, this really common thing in Romanian folk music is something like this. That's just a really common little motif that they have. And in my string quartet, I start up just... And then, you know, I develop it. I, you know, change just one note. I add in a grace note. I do a lot with it, and it becomes sort of, you know, a background melody.
Have watched your pieces be performed. What is it like to be in the audience and hear your work? Does it feel good to hear your work performed?
I guess. I mean, I've had certain terrible performances. My first performance with the Dumbarton, the player just, you know, he had his own career and he knew that he had to play this piece, but he didn't know that, you know, it was going to be difficult and hard to play. He figured it's just some young kid, 15 years old. I mean, how hard can this piece be? So we didn't look at it until about a week before the concert. And I mean, of course you can't play it well. So it was terrible. And it wasn't even a matter of, you know, understanding it. It was just a matter of, you know, even looking at it. So it's not any performance. I mean, if they work at it and they're good players, then it's fine.
Do you want to conduct?
I do conduct. I just, you know, I have stage fright.
You do?
Yeah. Actually, my foot, when I'm playing the piano, it gets so bad, my foot starts hitting the thing, and you can hear this in the middle of the performance, so it's not very good. That's why I try not to perform when I don't have to. I used to be fine when I was small, but then not anymore.
Let's talk a little bit about your future.
Okay.
You have finished high school, you finished Juilliard, and now you are... entering college in the fall, you're going to Indiana University?
I'm going to Indiana.
Will you study only music?
No, I will not study only music, and that's why I did not apply to a conservatory, because I want to have, you know, a well-rounded education. I don't want to just learn music. Maybe for graduate school I'll go to a conservatory, but not for undergrad.
What else do you want to study?
Everything. Not foreign language, but I have to. Other than that, anything. I feel like I need a little break from all this, you know, intense music study. It's not a break from music. It's just I've taken theory solfege at Juilliard for 6 years now straight. And before that, my mom. So it's just I'm ready for a little break from all of that. Yeah.
Well, thank you for speaking with us, Dom.
Sure.
Tutor Dominique Mycon is not getting much of a break while he's at college. He'll continue his duties as composer in residence with Washington's Dumbarton Concerts through 2010. You can hear a few more examples of his work at our website, npr.org.